On this week's AP Religion Roundup, after a pandemic downturn, there's no room in Bethlehem's inns, and the shops are open for business. Tourists crowd sacred sites as one of the stars of Holy Land pilgrimage destinations is rising again as pandemic restrictions subside. Bethlehem is located in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, just a few miles southeast of Jerusalem. The traditional birthplace of Jesus is usually a hotbed of tourists, and Christmas is normally the peak season for visitors. But business owners like Saliba Nissen say the pandemic made the city of pilgrims a city of ghosts.
I mean, we were closed for almost 2 years. No tourists, no nothing.
Those pilgrims are returning this year to Bethlehem, but not yet in the numbers the city saw before the pandemic. Even so, the head of the Bethlehem Hotel Association, Elias Arja, says the rooms are all booked up.
The last 2 years was unbelievable. Nobody will come. This year, I see it as 100% occupancy for the 3 nights of the Christmas Eve and the day of before and the day after.
Vendors say recent political violence across the West Bank hasn't dented tourist numbers. More than 140 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli-Palestinian fighting in the West Bank and East Jerusalem this year, making 2022 the deadliest year since 2006. This holiday season, workers are moving quickly to craft products for Christmas shoppers from abroad. They're carving olive wood into figurines, manger scenes, coasters, jewelry, kitchenware, and religious symbols.
The year before the corona, I was doing okay, but because the corona happened, it really set me back, like 5 years at least.
Bassem Jakaman's family has owned the Blessings Gift Shop for more than three generations.
So even though this year was better, I still need a bit more time, a couple of more years to be back to where I was.
Although tourism hasn't fully recovered, this year's influx of visitors is a welcome improvement and an encouraging sign. I'm Walter Ratliff.